We're reading the Gate of Intention, Shara Kavanot, abbreviation from the Passover brochure. The bad actions are caused by the lower ones.
Again, we have to remember the friends who are now working, preparing for the holiday, that they are with us together, and also between us, that the connection will grow stronger. Go ahead. Everything we're reading is in addition to the connection between us, in order to strengthen the connection. Nothing besides that is needed. Go ahead.
Bad actions, the low one causes above the grip of the externals in some sphera, and the abundance departs from that place, not to go out from there to the externals. Zer Anpin comes out first in Vak, and not in ten sphirot. And when Paro and Egypt grip on the upper dat of that generation, Zer Anpin returned to his previous state, to the first conception in the upper Ima, Gimel Go Gimel 3 within 3. Zer Anpin, after it was born and came out from the womb of the upper Ima, Katnut Gadlut, infancy, adulthood, in those three times, Mochin. It is impossible to receive the Mochin if they won't clothe on He the Ima. And then, Mochin will clothe in Him, in the first conception, and in Katnut, He has only Nehi the Ima in their externality. The exile of Egypt, when Zer Anpin returned to Ibur, conception, in the upper Ima, he was there, Gimel Go, Gimel 3 within 3, so that the Klipot won't have a grip on him and will suckle the abundance from him. Even then he had Mochin, which were clothed in the externality of Nehi the Ima. And all his three Mochin, and specifically Moach Hadat, in which there are Chasadim and Gvurot, where there is the flaw of the generation, they all departed and did, do not illuminate in him, only the externality of the clothing and Nehi of and Nehi de Ima. Five Chasadim and five Gvurot in that. Yesod de Ima that clothes in them ten Chasadim and Gvurot has to, in his own levush, clothing, which is called Yesod de Ima, to have ten Bechinot. When Zer Anpin in the conception of Ima, it's called Eke. Ten Bechinot in Yesod of Ima will be ten names of Eke. And they become clothing to the ten Chasadim and Gvurot of that during the Gadlut. But now, in the first conception, only ten clothings illuminate in that Zer Anpin, ten names Eke, which are included in Yesod de Ima.
Does anyone understand something? No. Very good. Very good. Meaning now we're not under the illusion that we understand something about spirituality. Rather, we understand nothing. That's very well. Specifically, this is the best text. It's so disconnected from us, doesn't remind anything to us that we can think of its virtue and nothing else. When we read this text, we read it as a virtue to affect us, connect us in such a strong way that we'll start discovering the things the text speaks about. Very simple. That's the way it works. You want to find out what it says? Go ahead. Let it work on you to connect you in such a way that you'll find out. That's the way it works. Not through your mind, rather through the inner correction that the text, the light that illuminates by you learning it, can bring it to us. why, what force is there in the text? When we read it, there is no force in the text, not in the paper, not in the letters or the form of the letters. Rather, when we are connected as much as we can, and we want to be more connected in the degree of the text, and we want the light to bestow upon us. Who is the light? Who can tell me? The light is the extent that we are connected right now, which is not so much, right? And the extent that we should be connected according to the text. What difference is there between what we are connected to now and what we're supposed to be connected? The gap between the two affects us. If we want it to affect, if we want to reach the form of the text, we to reach the form of the text. What does that mean? That my inner qualities will take upon themselves the form of these letters. And this is how we will be connected. So, we are now in a very fine way as a virtue. So it will affect us. Go ahead.
What there is above in Achoraim, in the posterior, when they descend, they become panim, anterior. It turns out that panim and internality are the names eke, but their chitzoniut, externality, the posterior, are the square of eke. Aleph, aleph hey, aleph hey yud, eke, aleph hey yud hey, which rises mad. It turns out that the ten names of eke, of yesod de'ima, which clothe on that the zeranpin, they are their achoraim, posterior. When they clothe on Zeranpin, there they become panim, anterior. 10 times blood, the 10 bloods of a woman, 5 pure blood and 5 impure blood, 5 chasadim and 5 gvorot in that of Zeranpin. 5 chasadim with their 5 clothings, they descend to Yesod Zeranpin. And 5 gvorot with their 5 clothings, they descend to Yesod of the female. And in the Zivug, coupling, Zeranpin gives from his Yesod to Yesod of the Nukva, female. 5 chasadim with their 5 clothings. And all 10 clothings are in Yesod of the Nekeva, female, which are 10 times dam, blood. And then, from chasadim and gvorot, the fetus is formed in the womb of the female.
So that if we discover what goes on here, so we will go through the same story of Egypt with you. Exactly. What's the difference between what the Torah writes and what they tell us? The truth is, there is no difference. There is no difference. It's simply that this is in a more technical way, the way it's done. And the Torah speaks of the same thing, only its fashion is more seemingly human, but it only seems to us this way. It's all different kinds of expressions with respect to us, but it's the same story. What's the difference if they had hard times, they fled, they came back, and something else was done, and at night they came out? A nice story. Or we can say, what story? It's all established within man, that it seems to him it's night and day and darkness and light. How is this whole shape formed in our TV over here, as Baruch Sholem explains, in the back of our head, that we have a screen? It's a light that affects us. That's how it depicts in us different kinds of shapes. Then he explains how it happens. It happens through Ekye, these Gematria, the through the lights that operate these gematria. That's it. Meaning it's the same. The story is a story. However, either we speak of it in words, let's say, depiction, psychologically speaking, or technically speaking, the way it's formed, that I too, when I read, let's say, an expert like Alex Mizrahi, he's an expert about the TVs. And yeah, I tell him the screen here, it's red, over here it's blue. That change the colors over here. So he tells me, he goes inside and he changes something. Right? So I'm talking about the colors. But he doesn't talk about the colors. He's talking about the frequencies or different definitions within the software or so forth. Meaning it's the same, but it's more internal, the way the machine understands it. That's the same with all the interpretations of the Torah. It's the same. It's only expressed to us this way. Clear? Moving on to the next part.
And before we move on to the last part of the lesson, let's sing a song together.
כולנו שואלים את השאלה של מה הטעם בחיים רק אם נתאחד נצא מהסדרה עכשיו אנו אומרים נעשה וגם נשמע רק אם נתאחד נצא מהסדרה עכשיו אנו אומרים נעשה וגם נשמע תן לנו את הכוח ורצון להתחבר על הכל ביחד נתגבר נטפס על הסולם אנחנו לא נוותר תן לנשמה להתעורר ננסה לבד אף פעם לא נמצא מהי השיטה לפוצץ את המחיצה נקבל ערבות נחזק את הקבוצה עכשיו אנו אומרים נעשה וגם נשמע נקבל ערבות נחזק את הקבוצה עכשיו אנו אומרים נעשה וגם נשמע תן לנו את הכל